when I was a little kid, I was studying the pyramids and finding all these amazing facts, like how the pyramids are so special. By the way, I don't believe in coincidence. You don't really need a master's degree in probability theory to figure out that the chance of this happening is one in a billion.
Does it mean that whoever built the pyramids is a genius?
There had to be a very advanced civilization that had this information somehow. They knew it. Welcome back to Silicon Valley Front Row. Steve and David here, and today we'll be talking about pyramids.
Yeah, so what does this have to do with Silicon Valley? Why are we talking about pyramids?
Well, you know, I thought that the highlight of technology, of current technology, pretty much is in the Silicon Valley of today's technology. And the highlight of ancient technology or ancient, the peak of civilization in so many ways, I think it was with the pyramids.
Okay, I could agree with that.
Yeah, well, I guess it's debatable, but we'll give it a shot. And you know, recently, I'm about to interview someone for my other show, Bay Area Innovators, who talks about the pyramids. And then it reminds me when I was a little kid, I was studying the pyramids and finding all these amazing facts, like how the pyramids are so special. It, not pyramids, just this one, the middle one, the Great Pyramid in Giza, Egypt. But then when I looked at Wikipedia, all those facts that I remember as a kid, they're not shown there. Only actually 2 out of 10 are shown there. And I kept wondering why that is, and I still don't know, but at least we can go over it.
All right, let's go over it, because I've always been interested in ancient Egypt and astronomy as a kid. So let's dive right in.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people take a whole trip to Cairo just to go to see the pyramids. And honestly, I don't know if it's really worth it, because I heard it's very hot, very dusty. And all you see, you know, you don't get to see much. You can see it as well as...
So you're only allowed to be on the outside?
I'm not sure if you can go inside or not. It used to be to go inside, but even inside, I think it's not that big of a deal. But anyway, let's start with the amazing facts. So the first two are actually mentioned in Wikipedia, and they're kind of recognized by current science, right? The first one is that the four points of the pyramid, the four corners, point exactly to north, south, east, and west. And within an accuracy of like 1/20th of a degree, which is, I don't know, like 99.9%
accuracy.
Yeah.
That's really good.
So that's a pretty big deal. But you could argue that the ancient people at that time, they kind of saw the stars and North Star, and maybe they knew where north and south was. So maybe that's not as huge of a thing, but it is a pretty big thing.
Right, because these are people from the past, right? However, the pyramids were designed.
Yes.
It seems like there's a lot of knowledge on like mathematics and how the earth was and the geography of the earth.
Exactly. And the agreed upon age of the pyramids as of now by scientists is 4,600 years ago they were built, which I think is wrong, and I'll tell you later why. But even that, it's a long time ago, right? The second thing that is mentioned in Wikipedia, however, they say it's a coincidence. Hmm. And by the way, I don't believe in coincidences, right? Especially when there's 10 in a row, right? But let me tell you this coincidence. They say that if you take the perimeter of the pyramid, which is easy to calculate, you know, I mean, it's out there. Everyone can get it. I think it's, tell me the exact number, it's 921.4 meters.
Wow. Is this just the middle pyramid all of them?
No, just the middle.
Okay. And that the middle pyramid is the Great Pyramid of Giza.
That's right.
Okay.
So we're only talking about the middle, the main one, and which is actually in the background, not the front one, the middle one.
That one.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. So if you take the perimeter of the base and divide it by the height, you get a number that's 99.9 point something accurate to the number pi, 2 pi actually, 6.28. So you know the from the circle, right, you have the pi.
Yeah.
So it's almost accurate to many, many degrees.
Mm.
So they say that's a coincidence because the number pi wasn't invented at that time. So they think it cannot be known. So to me, that's a pretty big coincidence, right? Because it's a big chance. So that's all that's mentioned in Wikipedia. Now, I had to use kind of other sources to find more of these amazing facts that I knew when I was a little kid, when somehow it was more out in the open. And the third one is right here. And this is pretty amazing. I think it's probably the most amazing. So the location of the pyramid, if you take the exact coordinates, is 29 point whatever the number is, 97 degrees north. And that's not a big deal. It's like 30, almost 30 degrees. That's where Egypt is. That's like the equivalent of Florida as far as latitude. It's not a big deal. But what is a big deal is that the speed of light is that number there, which is exactly to the last digit of the same number as the longitude. Of course, if you move the decimal point. So I was kind of looking at this, and I was thinking that you don't really need a master's degree in probability theory to figure out that the chance of this happening is one in a billion. If they randomly built it, it would be one time in a billion that it happens to be exactly at that location. Mm. Right? So
what does all this mean? Does it mean that whoever built the pyramids is a genius or had all this knowledge that seems to be just really advanced?
Yeah, it definitely seems that way. And there's like nine more that we can go over, but they're all similar to these like really amazing facts, right? So not to mention that the speed of light was determined that it's constant. And I just Googled it right now. It says the speed of light was first discovered to be finite in 1676. And the actual number, what it is probably even later, right? So that's like 400 years ago versus 5,000 years ago. Mm. So all one can logically think of is that there had to be a very advanced civilization that had this information somehow. They knew it, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the only logical explanation. So,
or they had help. And let's add in the number 43,200. Because that's a unique number. So apparently, if you multiply that number by some of the dimensions of the pyramid,
yes,
it equates to some of the dimensions of the Earth.
Yes.
Is that right? Okay. Yeah. So with that number 43,200, that's actually the number of seconds in one day. And I'm sure you know that.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yes. So I guess that's another coincidence.
Yeah, there's a few things. So we'll leave the speed of light alone because we cannot explain it. But you're right. So actually the number 432 is a very special number. It's called, let me look it up here. And again, all of this information our audience can do separately. Just Google it or find out. But the number 432 hertz is considered by many to be a healing frequency. A Google search says it's a miracle tone, positive vibration of healing frequency. So it's a very special number, 432 hertz. So indeed, if you multiply that 432 or a multiple of like 433,000, that if you multiply the pyramid by 43,200, it fits like in that picture right there. It fits exactly to touch all the corners of the earth and to be in the top part of the earth.
However the pyramids were built, I think they have better math skills than I do to be able to know all this.
Yeah.
And just map it out. And even how the pyramid was built, because apparently there's about 2.3 million stones or bricks, however you call them, and yes, they are huge,
yes,
right? And each one is supposedly finely cut. Yes. Where did they get the technology to do that?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's obviously another big mystery, but that's the part that everyone kind of tries to figure out. And they try to give some explanation. I feel it always falls short. They say they brought the rocks from far away. But what's actually more interesting is the fact that current science people claim that this pharaoh, Khufu, built the pyramid.
Uh-huh.
And they don't really have much evidence because there's not much that they know about him, right? But they know that he lived around that time. there's actually two ways they determine the age of the pyramid. One is that by comparing when Khufu lived 4,600 years ago, and by the age of the mortar, by using carbon dating of the mortar that's between the cracks of the pyramid that combine together.
I see. Needless
to say, those cracks, sometimes there's no cracks at all. The blocks are just fit exactly. And also the mortar could be added much later, you know, thousands of years later. Mm. And also we kind of know that 4,600 years ago, there was not a very advanced civilization. We kind of know what civilization was. So to me, it points out that the pyramids were built much, or at least the main one, was built much longer before then. And it's very likely there was an advanced civilization that built it. There was very high-tech, maybe similar to our technology today in some ways.
So if that's the case, where did all it go?
Where did it go? But yeah. To me also, the main question is why are we kind of hiding this? Why is all the entries are kind of removing these coincidences?
Oh, and again, Wikipedia.
There's like 10 more probably. You know, they're being removed, they're not being talked about because they cannot be explained. I always wonder, why not say, well, you know, we don't know how this is possible. It doesn't seem like a coincidence, and most likely was built this way or that way. That would seem to me a much better kind of explanation.
Mm. And
I want to give a couple more of these amazing facts. We talk about 432. The other one is if we take, again, the base perimeter of the pyramid and we multiply by 432, it gives almost exactly the equatorial circumference of the Earth. And some other division, and this is not the random number, right? Because it's the perimeter of the pyramid versus the perimeter of the Earth, right? The other one was the size of the pyramid within the Earth. Also, if you multiply the weight of the pyramid by, I think, like 100 million, it gives about the weight of the Earth.
Really?
Yeah, so it's almost like a mini Earth. Right?
Yeah,
it's
so
much like a mini Earth. And then if you multiply the height by also 100, no, by 1 billion, it gives you the distance from Earth to Sun.
Whoa.
So it's like a mini Earth that somehow is connected to the whole universe, you know? So pretty unbelievable if you look at all the facts, you know, how they all come together.
Right. And, you know, here at Silicon Valley Front Row, like...
I really wish, like, the tech guys from here would use all the AI and technology to figure out how this could be done.
Exactly. I would like to see more researchers or startups going into the pyramids and finding out what's underneath, what's inside, and maybe what's the purpose of the pyramid as
exactly. well. Exactly. Well, I want to give you maybe one last example, even though there's a lot more, but one last one. So again, we have a ratio of distances, right? There's many spiritual or kind of unique places in the world, but there's the Angkor Wat temples. There's 72 temples in Cambodia, I think they are. Very kind of unique, very spiritual location. And then there's the Nazca lines in Peru. Mm-hmm. And Nazca lines, I'll tell you in a second what they are, but if you take also a ratio between the distance from the pyramids to both the temples and the Nazca lines, you get a very unique number, which is called the golden ratio, a math proportion associated with natural harmony and aesthetic beauty for centuries, and that's 1.618. It's called the number phi. So if you take those distances, you get the number. Why are the Nazca lines special? Again, as a kid, I learned about this, and now it's really kind of changed the way it's been described. So you have these lines hundreds of miles long or tens of miles long that you can only see from the plane from a very high altitude. So that's how they were discovered, when planes started to fly over the location.
Are these lines on the pyramids?
They're not on the pyramids. They're on the Earth, on land.
Oh,
so
okay.
I guess the relief, they're somehow done in a way that you can only see them from the airplane. But they're not natural because they look like an airport kind of, you know, they're like the drawings. They're very unique and very unnatural-like, right?
Okay.
So now Wikipedia says something like these lines are best viewed from the sky. But before, we knew that it's obvious you cannot see them from the ground. You have to be up in the sky to see it. So again, the question is, who would build them so that you can only see them from an airplane and not from the ground? But anyway, somehow they're connected to the pyramid because of this kind of amazing coincidence of numbers that's related to it. So I think the more you dig into it, the more the crazier it gets, you know. And again, I really wish like all the, at least one AI company focus on this and
yeah,
and give us some answers.
Right. Just looking at the past ancient technologies.
Yes.
And in structures to find out, you know, what we could learn from it.
Yeah.
Well, apparently on the pyramid, if you look at it from an aerial view.
Yes.
Apparently there's 8 sides to it. Like, oh, not yeah, yeah, 4, yeah. Right?
And those only show once a year, like at the, when the sun is exactly above the pyramid.
So
something like that.
Right, so the question is, how was this done when like the first airplane wasn't created, apparently, you know, in this current civilization?
That's right. Well, and I think for audience, I really ask our audience to Google all this information, not what other people say, but just see what the perimeter is and divide it yourself by the height, and you get all these numbers yourself, including this right here, the distances. Mm-hmm. There's nothing hidden, nothing secret. You know, it's all out in the open. Mm. I do think that if somehow the existence of a prehistoric civilization was accepted, many things could be explained, including the so-called, you know, Atlantis, right? People talk about Atlantis, this continent that Plato, the Greek philosopher, talked about. You know, he described that there is such a continent. Mm. And people think it's a myth, it's a legend. Of course, we don't know where it is. But these are different pieces that if you put them together, the whole puzzle may give us a picture of a very advanced civilization, or more than one, maybe several previous civilizations.
So let's hypothesize, could the pyramids have been there before the Egyptians?
I think it's a very strong possibility. I think we actually challenge our audience to find more amazing facts. And what do you think? Do you think this is relevant in today's world? We have so many things to worry about, like, you know, what we're going to eat tomorrow or what movie we're going to see. Is this relevant?
Our next episode.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Do we care how old the pyramids are, or they have these amazing facts? And is that important to you?
And once again, I'm David Lamb. This is Steve Ispas. Hope you enjoyed this special episode of Silicon Valley Front Row. Don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe. We'll see you next time.